Young and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, after Lum saw the successful results that other men were obtaining by following the advice of Abner, or old Doc Peabody, he too turned to Abner for sage counsel in conducting his courtship of the schoolteacher, Miss Emmeline Platt. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store getting some more advice from old Doc. Listen.
Well, Abner, I don't want to call her up right now. I'll do it later on.
Now, listen, Lum. If I'm going to be your advisor, you got to follow what I say. It's the only way you'll ever get any results.
Well, yeah, I know, but I...
You want to win Miss Emmeline, don't you?
Well, sure I do. That's why I come to you for help.
All right, then. Just do what I say now, or I'll have to cancel you out of my service. Fact is, I'll even tear up your case number card.
Oh, no, now, don't do that.
I'll do it.
Well, now, wait a minute. Maybe I'll do what you want me to.
Yeah, now, that's the time. That's the time. Now, you're talking, case number 176J12.
Tell me again, now, what it is I'm supposed to do.
Well, all I want you to do is just call up Miss Emmeline Platt on the telephone, ask her to take supper with you over at Luke Spears' lunchroom tomorrow night. Then after that you're going to take her to the moving picture show.
Well, wait a minute, though. The moving pictures ain't running tomorrow night.
They're done it now, Lum. It's Friday night, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
they
right.
Always run the moving pictures on Friday nights. You know that.
Yeah, Abner, don't you think it'd be better if I waited till this evening to call her?
No, sir, I don't. Don't put it off.
Seems like such a business arrangement to call in the middle of the day this
way. Oh, now, Lum, you're just arguing. Once you put it off, you won't never get around to doing it. I know you too well.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will. You will. Now, get on the phone there right this minute. Hurry up now. That's old Doc Peabody's advice to you. If you're smart, you'll follow it. Go on. Ring the telephone. Pick up the receiver.
Wait a minute, Abby. Wait a minute. I want to discuss this with you for a minute first.
Well, all right. What is you want to discuss with me? Hurry it up, because old Doc Peabody's a busy man. And recollect, you ain't even got a pint, man. I'm just doing this extra for you.
Well, here's what's bothering me.
All right.
Seems like every time I get on the phone to tell Miss Emmeline something like this, nothing happens. I just don't know how to say it to her.
Oh, well, I can tell you how to say it. Just say, Miss Emmeline, I'd admire to have you take supper and moving pictures with me tomorrow night. Goodbye.
Oh, well, I know what words to say. Fact is, I can think of better words than that. That ain't my trouble.
Oh.
What happens to me is that I just ain't able to say the words after I study them up.
Ain't able to sing them?
No, a big lump comes in my throat and my tongue gets all tied up in knots. It's embarrassing is what it is.
Yeah, but, Lon, that's just what you've got to get over. That's all there to it. You've got to get over that trouble right there. You ain't never going to win Miss Emmeline or nobody else. Listen, you learn how to talk over the telephone. Everybody uses them now.
I know how to talk over the telephone. It's talking to her that's bothering me.
Well, you've got to get over it. Got to get over
it. Well, how am I going to get over it?
Well, I'll tell you. Case number 176J12.
I don't have that trouble talking to nobody else. Fact is, I can even talk to Miss Emmeline if it's something about school board business. It's that love stuff where I fall down.
Yeah, well, just don't worry, case number 176J12. We'll overcome that for you in no time at all.
Yeah, but how?
Well, first off, I believe maybe I'd better give you some lessons.
Some lessons?
Yeah. Gonna give you some electrocutions.
Well, wait a minute, Abner. I don't need none of that. As that goes, I can electrocute myself. What I need to catch on to is how to talk to Miss Emmeline Romanico.
Well, that's just what you're going to practice. For the next half hour now, I want you to act just like that you're talking to Miss Emmeline. And, well, you can pretend that I'm her if it'll help any and talk to me.
Well, it won't. I can take care of that right now.
Hurry up now. Get started. Act like you're talking to Miss Emily now. Come on.
Well, all right.
Well, go ahead.
I'm doing it.
I can't hear nothing.
Well, you surely don't want me to do this talking out loud, do you?
Why, natural. That's where the practicing comes in. Now, go ahead now, Mom. Let's hear you do it. Come on.
Abner, I ain't gonna do it.
You've got to do it.
I can't do it.
Now, Mom, you ain't never gonna get no place with Miss Emily if you don't follow my advice. I've helped others, and I can help you, too. Now, come on, get started.
Well,
surely Miss Emmeline means this much to you, don't she?
Well, sure she does. She means everything in the world to me.
All right, then. Practice.
All right. Miss Emmeline. Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
There's my old trouble again.
Now, Lum, you're just being silly. And you're wasting old Doc Peabody's time, too. Now, settle down. Start talking. Tell her how much you admired all that love junk.
Oh, Abner, I can't say that stuff here in the store right in front of you. It makes me feel silly.
Oh, well, I won't listen to what you're actually saying. I just want to get the general effect so that I can give you some pointers on it. See if they're using the right tones of voice and all that stuff.
Yeah, but it's going to look awful ridiculous if somebody comes in and sees me standing in the middle of the store saying sweetheart and darling and I admire you and all that stuff.
Well, you can use some other words then. I don't care what words you use for this practicing. I'm just interested in the tones of your voice. I want you to get used to talking in a soft, romantic voice. Not get all tongue-tied while you're trying to do it.
Well, what other words can I say?
Well, I don't know. Wait, just a minute here. Here, Dottie. Take this newspaper and read something out of there to me.
I've done read the newspaper.
I know you have, but I want you to read it out loud. And while you're doing it, why, pretend that you're talking that sweet and romantical stuff to Miss Emmeline. Then I'll check on the tone of your voice.
You think this will actually help, huh?
Well, it helped one of my other customers.
Wait a minute. It wasn't the one you said was sparking at Miss Emmeline, was it?
No, it weren't him.
Abner, who is that fella? You just got to tell me.
I can't do it, Mom. I promised I wouldn't tell. Now, hurry up. Start reading something out of the newspaper. Recollect now, you soft, low, romantic tone.
All right. I'll just read this article right here.
Yeah.
Miss Emmeline.
Yes, Mom.
The need for more experienced seamen in the merchant marines is the most critical manpower problem facing America today.
Uh-huh.
With the European war...
A little more romantical, sir.
Well, with the European war mounting to a climax...
That's better.
And with a long, bitter struggle ahead in the Pacific, the minimum number of experienced seamen who must be recruited during the next 12 months has been set at 43,000.
Now you're going long.
This goal must be met if we are to succeed in keeping our armies supplied and our casualties down. Hey, did you hear that, Abner? 43,000 experienced seamen are needed.
Just keep going there now. You're doing fine.
This great need has been created by the fact that men are leaving the sea faster than they can be recruited. And untrained seamen cannot replace able-bodied seamen, especially during wartime. Friends, I wonder what they're leaving their jobs for. They ought to know how important they are to the war. They're just like soldiers and sailors.
Hey, Lom, stick to your practicing there.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute, tell us here some of the reasons they're leaving their ships. As many desire to get set in a shore job before the war is over and the rush starts. Penny, that day's still a long, long way off. Nobody oughtn't be worried about that yet.
Mom, keep going on your practicing.
Yeah, just a second. Others fear that the merchant marine will be cut down after this war as it was after the last. Oh, well, I read something about that just the other day. Some big warship executive said that our present merchant marine would have to be run at full size for at least 3.5 years after the war's over. So there's something else they don't need to worry about.
Mom, are you practicing or ain't you?
Yeah, sure. Looks to me like all them experienced seamen ought to get themselves back into the merchant marines. Then is we need them fellers, because there just ain't time now to train new men to take their place.
Are you listening to me, Long?
It says here what they need most are mates, engineers of all classes, able-bodied seamen, firemen, oilers, and water tenders. It says here that they can even use radio telegraphers, cooks, and bakers that don't actually have no sea experience.
Long, you're forgetting your low, soft, romantic tone, sir.
Oh, yeah, I had forgot about
Hello.
That.
Go ahead.
Let's see here now. By the way, I was getting it pretty good there for a while, though, wasn't
I? Yeah, you were doing fine. Just keep that up, and you'll win Miss Emmeline Shores the world.
Well, good for me. Reckon I practiced enough?
Well, I don't know, Long.
I believe I have. I believe I've got it down pretty good now, Abner. I think I'll call her up right this minute.
Well, that's the time. Yes, sir. That's the way I like to hear my customers talk. Yes, sir.
I believe you give me just the confidence in myself I've been needing.
Well, just don't get scared now and you'll be all right. You know just exactly what you're going to ask her, so don't let nothing stop you.
Wait. Hello, Miss Emmeline? This is Mom.
Soft, low tones now.
Well, what I called up for was to ask you... I thought maybe that if
uh-oh, there it is, Adam's apple starting to bob up and down.
I'm afraid I got the wrong number.
For the land's sake, Lump, stand up there and ask her what she's going to.
Well, I can't recollect what it was, even.
What is it we've been talking about all morning?
Oh, yeah.
Hurry up.
Hello, Miss Emmeline. What I wanted to ask you is this. Do you know that the Merchant Marines need 43,000 experienced seamen in the next 12 months?
Join us again at the same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Gene Baker speaking. This is the Blue Network.